in this case, what we experienced and what we wanted to do is to make sure we get different opinions from the different doctors. And it took a bit of a time because there were certain things that were not clear to the end, to full extent. So a couple doctors had one opinion, other doctors had a different opinion, and on certain aspects, it was just the differences of opinions that we wanted to make sure that it's the best diagnosis possible. So at this point, Arthur will need surgery, and he will do it with the team that he has signed, which is Fenerbahçe. So Fenerbahçe will provide the doctor, the surgeon, and he will do over there in Istanbul, with also collaborating with our doctor, our physio staff. So we hope that it will be the fast as possible recovery, and he could come back and help us hopefully this year. But in reality, you know, we don't know what can be found during the surgery. What I mean is that when you operate, certain things can come out. So we don't want to comment too much ahead of time. Maybe it will be better results, better prognosis, and better recovery time than being out the whole season. But at this point, if there's a surgery done, which will be done, it seems like he will be out for the season. But there is hope. Yes, but we don't want to, you know, wait for another week or so to try to, you know, hope and not to inform anybody, because in reality it could be, or he could come back, or also could be that he would be out for 10 months. So it's very, you know, it's very, how to say, it's very broad timeline, you know, so we don't want to just say, okay, it could be 5, 6 months, 8 or 9, or maybe 10. So it's a little bit unclear. However, if the surgery happens, which it will happen because of his torn MCL, the side ligament, which is definitive, and other things might be damaged, but it's also, as I said, it's unclear. If it would be only MCL and everything else is okay, not damaged, then I would say it could be four months. You know, probably 3-4, not, I cannot say 3, sorry, because it's usually to heal for a ligament takes 4 months. So maybe 4 or 5 months could be if it's only MCL. But in the images from the MRI, you see other things that are unclear. So when they will operate, they'll be able to tell more. It's from my experience, because I had an injury when I was 30 years old in Siena. We couldn't see the tear of ACL because of blood, and because it was aligned perfectly. It was a tear. We only managed to see it during the clinical test on the fifth MRI. So it took 2 weeks to find out that I had a torn ACL. So that just tells you that MRIs are not always something that can give you a full extent of information. Nowadays, doctors have evolved. They have become better. And the whole process of rehab is getting better. And the information is, it's easy to access how to rehabilitate the player and so on. So I don't think at all it will damage his career at all. I think it will make him stronger. The knee will be more stronger, because I'm sure he will know how to take care of it and work on it. That's the whole main issue, just to have a good, make sure it's a good surgery, that it goes well, and then everything else, I think, will be fine. He's a very good player. He is hungry to play. He enjoys playing basketball. He's a great kid. He's a bit unlucky in that sense, but he's a fighter, and I have no doubt he will be back. He will be back on the court before we know it. Especially the time goes by so fast. You know, we're all getting older, and we don't notice how fast it goes by. Of course, we would love to see Arthurs right now playing on the court, but it is what it is. We wish him all the best. We wish him to be patient and do the best rehab possible. And of course, we hope for the best in the near future, and especially in that while doing, while being in a surgery. So the most important thing is now good surgery.